The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want you to blow our minds. Mm-hmm. This is where we ask you to call in with something we would not believe if you told us. Just, it's that story that you use, like your campfire story. And it's got kind of,
You know what I'm saying?
Where you're sitting there going, you're not, and then the hand came over and grabbed my... Like, it's that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried about telling this one. This is a story from the news, and I want you... How are you doing today, buddy? You doing good, T.I.?
Great, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, well, stay in your seat.
Yeah, please stay seated.
Okay.
There was a guy in Kansas that was driving down the road when, out of nowhere, a deer jumped out in front of him.
Ugh, of course.
And I think you know what happens next. He crashed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, never swerve. Never swerve for deer.
Is that really a thing?
It's really a thing. It's more dangerous because you swerve. That's when you end up crashing into.
And you lose control.
You lose control.
They want
yeah.
you to just hit it.
Yeah.
And then,
I do too, but you are supposed to do it. It's real. It's real.
But how do you tell yourself?
It's hard.
To not.
It's your natural instinct is to do it, but that's how you end up in a worse crash. Is if you swerve.
It makes sense. It's kind of like the over-rotating when you're on ice, and then that's how you lose control.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's this is a weird side conversation. Women don't wear purses ever anymore. I don't remember last time.
They're back.
The purse over the shoulder?
Yeah.
But it's like they tell you, don't resist if somebody's mugging you or whatever. But if somebody grabs your purse, you're like...
Eh. It's just...
Your instinct is to grab it back.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't do that. And... Like, don't swerve when a giant animal jumps out in front of you. Anyway, I may have the order wrong.
You do.
I do, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So the woman was driving down the road. She hit a deer. Okay?
Okay.
Her husband happened to be on the same road driving the opposite direction. She hits the deer. The deer jumps into his way.
Mm. What?
And he hits
the deer.
The same deer. Two people, same family, major car accidents.
Wow.
One deer.
Wow. Good. I hate deer. Honey, I know what I want to do for our anniversary.
No.
We're going deer smashing.
Yeah.
When you're ready to get rid of your car, maybe just go ahead and just go come out to the... There's deer out in my hood, sort of.
Are there really?
Yeah. There's the Rocky Mountain Arsenal out there. Okay, you don't know what that is.
No, I don't.
Well, it used to be where they had nuclear ordnance, and now it's like a animal sanctuary.
Oh,
and I believe
cool.
there's a chupacabra out there.
Mm.
A mythical Mexican beast, but I believe one is on the arsenal. Anyway, so that's an example of like, whoa, that amount of coincidence.
That's unbelievable. Wild.
That is, wow.
I know you guys are so tired of hearing this story, but it's my favorite story that ever happened. A guy goes to a Castle Rock gas station. And while he's standing there, he's going to go inside and pay for something. He's doodling on a $5 bill. He doodles a bunch of crap on Lincoln's face or whatever. Is it Lincoln? Doesn't
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Doodles a bunch of crap, pays for his stuff. Fast forward like 6 weeks. He's in Thornton. He's not, like, this is what makes this story incredible. He's not at the same gas station.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Goes to another gas station, pays with cash. They give him change. He gets his $5 bill.
Wow.
Doodle.
That's
unbelievable.
It's the doodle. Come on.
Yeah, I wouldn't believe that if you told me.
Well, I just did tell you. Do you believe me?
I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
All right, if you've got a story that's so incredible that we wouldn't believe you if you told us, we want you to tell us anyway, and we'll try to believe you.
That was so redundant.
303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I have told this story before. You wouldn't believe me if I told you this, but my friends and I...
No way!
The friend part.
Okay. Oh,
in college, we went and we went to the college town to like party for a night.
Yeah.
And my buddy was wearing a t-shirt with our school on it, and it was a dry fit t-shirt. You know, that material that's like the moisture wicking.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a lot to drink, and we lost him. We had no idea where he was all night. But we're finally, the next morning, we're texting him. We're trying to figure out where he is. We find him. He gets in the car. We start heading back to our town. And about halfway down to we're back to the college, he goes, we realize he's wearing the same shirt, exact same print, all of it. But it is not dry fit anymore. It's a cotton t-shirt. And we have no idea. He has no memory of what happened, why his shirt changed. But he's the dry fit shirt.
You're lying.
Became a cotton
shirt.
You're lying.
It looked exactly
the same. I swear
to God, you've never told me this story before. You're saying...
Like
the aliens who abducted him.
Something happened, yeah.
Like had to do a copy of his shirt and they were just like, that's good enough.
Was it like a college shirt?
Yeah, it was a college. It had our college on it.
So I bet he drunkenly was like, "Hey, we have the same shirt. Let's switch." And he switched with someone.
No.
That's what you do when you're drunk.
She's on to something. That's what makes the most sense. But he had no memory of that.
Well, yeah, he was drunk.
So,
no, Aaron, I want this to be much more about alien.
Some sort of magical shirt.
Something. Dude, that's my wouldn't believe me. Like, I was at a bar in Boulder and I went outside and I don't remember anything else until I woke up in Golden walking next to the Colorado School of Mines.
Wow.
Wearing a dry fit shirt.
You were involved.
From your university. I was like, what happened?
Then you hit a deer.
I did. No, but I mean, that really happened to me. I don't remember.
Wow, that's
weird. I woke up walking.
That's so weird.
I don't like that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, all my clothes were of a different fabric. No, but I think something happened to me that night.
It probably happened
to your friend. I didn't trade clothes or just like ask somebody to drop me off. All right, enough about me, enough about them. If you have an unbelievable story, we want to hear what it is. Wouldn't believe me if I told you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
All right, we're looking for our minds to be blown. You wouldn't believe me if I told you. Krista.
Yay.
What's yours?
7, 8 years old, I had long blonde hair past my butt, and I was outside playing with a little boy, and he picked up an entire pile of those baby little rocks and threw it at the back of my head, and all of a sudden, my entire blonde hair was red, and after going to the hospital,
I had
80 holes, little tiny holes in my head.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what? They poke? Why would they poke? What?
The rocks?
Those little gravel rocks, and it punctured 80 little tiny holes into my head to where my blonde hair was now bright red.
From blood or?
From blood.
I've
never heard my mom scream so loud in her life.
Oh my God.
It would have been way more impressive if you actually became a redhead.
That's what I thought.
That's why I said sorry.
Because
hair was blood red. Bright blonde hair was now blood red.
Did she get any pictures of it? Because nowadays they would. Like, even if your daughter's bleeding out, you'd be like, hold on.
This was the early 90s.
Yeah, no cameras then. Got it. All right. Okay. That's pretty good. We hate that kid. Thank you.
Yeah.
Laura.
Yay.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What happened to you?
I met my husband. We were both on this chat app, just chat rooms, no profiles, no dating site, nothing like that.
Oh, wow.
And I ended up, you know, just meeting him in a chat room on there. Turns out that we were almost neighbors. He lived less than a block away from me.
Whoa. I love these stories.
Whoa.
Because it's like destiny. Destiny tried to put you next to each other, and you just weren't getting it done. So it was like, just put them together in a chat room.
Yeah.
In some smutty, weird chat room. Yeah. So you just started chatting it up. It's like, yeah, no, I live place you've never heard of. Because I've done that. I've been in a chat room. It's like, you've never heard of it. Like, I'm in Longmont, Colorado, and they're like, you know.
I actually have a whole, my main friend group back up in Wisconsin was from that chat room. So he met up at trivia night one night to do a group hang, and we just got to talking, and we've been hanging out almost every night for about 7 years now.
Wow.
Oh, noted.
Okay. That is some, all right, so trivia nights, what are we trying now? Chat rooms? Trivia nights? Melinda?
Yay.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you what happened to you.
So when I was younger, my mom was watching the news one night, and I couldn't sleep, so I snuck out, and I was hiding behind the couch. And they were talking about this guy that they named the Hammer Man here in Colorado.
The Hammer Man?
The okay. Hammer Man.
Oh, was he that guy? I thought he did it in New Mexico, too. Was he the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did it in several states, but he was here in Colorado.
Okay.
And I freaked out and couldn't sleep. You know, mom reassured me that, you know, everything was going to be fine. The Hammer Man's not going to come and get me.
Okay.
Well, then fast forward 20 years and we were camping and we were talking about something that scared us to death when we were kids.
Okay.
So I bring up this story about the hammer man. And one of the guys that was camping with us, he said, that's not funny. And I was like, why isn't that funny? That was scared me to death as a kid. And he says, because I'm the only surviving victim of the hammer man.
Whoa.
So he got hammered by the hammer man and didn't die?
Him and his wife. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
But she did die?
She did not die. No, oh. Neither one of
so
them
then
died.
He's not the only one.
They were the only two surviving victims of the hammer man.
Wow.
And you just happened to bring it up at your campfire. That's weird.
Yeah, I just happened to bring it up. And then fast forward another, 15 years or so, and it was on the news again that they caught him. And
they caught
he
Hammer
was
Man.
Caught the Hammer Man?
When they caught him, did he say, like, stop?
I don't know.
Hammer time.
Sorry. Sorry! Sorry. Thanks for the call. Joe?
Yay.
I understand that people died. But it seemed like the story was just going to...
Yeah.
I had it.
You let me drop the hammer.
Okay, sorry, Joe. You wouldn't believe me if I told you what happened to you.
Okay, so my husband had a daughter before we were married, and the mom took her away and would not let him have anything to do with her, lost touch and all of that. But anyway, we had two daughters, and my daughter and my son-in-law had bought a house close to our neighborhood. And there was a couple that ended up moving in next door to them. The house had went up sale, and they moved in next door to them, and they got to be close friends and found out that is my husband's daughter. So
whoa.
She didn't even know she was moving close to her.
No, had no idea. I mean, it's beautiful. Like, God works in such
That's incredible. And now he's been reunited with her?
Yes, and their sisters, their half-sisters, but they are so close. Their personalities are so similar.
Awesome.
It's beautiful.
I love that.
Like, I
no,
love
that. Is,
isn't that great?
That's incredible.
They didn't even need a chat room.
Okay.
They just got it.
Just don't. All right.
Okay.
Carissa?
Yay.
Wouldn't believe me if I told you. What happened to you?
So I took a trip to the Galapagos Islands with my boyfriend a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And we met two brothers from the States while we were there and hung out with them for a little bit. Didn't exchange any information with them and, never heard from them again until the year following. My boyfriend and I took another road trip out to Zion National Park.
Okay.
And we were going up one of the popular tourist hikes. This kid stops us and he says, oh my gosh, I know you. And me and my boyfriend don't recognize him at all. But he's like, no, we met a year ago in the Galapagos Islands. And it's like,
you guys just choose the exact same vacation spots.
Yeah. Like, it's a budget year for you guys, too.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.